Hey y'all, welcome back to the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I am your host, Danielle Townsend, and this is episode 14. Now, you may hear a little bit of background noise, you may hear a little bit of nature going on, maybe a couple cars passing by, because today, as I'm speaking to you, I am taking my nature walk. I'm out on the trail and it is a vibe. The weather is perfect. It's the mid 60s right now, a little bit of chill to the air, but overall perfect weather. I am loving it. And one of my favorite things to do is spend time out in nature. So you already know I'm out here walking, and I honestly didn't plan to record an episode, but the spirit has been stirred within me. And I do believe this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, and it's going to piggyback off of our last episode. Now, our last episode was about crashing out. And the funny thing is that wasn't the original plan for last episode. Last episode was crash out, but the day before that, I recorded a whole episode on a wilderness season. And after recording the episode, I really felt like the Lord tell me that was not the time and that was not the message. And after spending like an hour and a half working on that episode, I deleted all of it. And as I was walking today, I felt called to record an episode, not so much talking about the wilderness season as a whole, but addressing the temptation to return to Egypt, to return to the things that the Lord has delivered you from. Now let's look at the story of Moses and the Israelites when they were freed from Egypt. The Lord worked wonders to free them from Egypt. The Lord literally, after working all of those signs and wonders, managed to free the Israelites from slavery. He parted the Red Sea. He made a way when there appeared to be no way. And he swallowed up Pharaoh, who was coming after them, Pharaoh and all of his army. The Lord delivered the Israelites. And then the Lord took them into their wilderness season, which was a time period for them to rely on the Lord for their provision. It was a time period for the Lord to establish a faith in them, for them to work on their relationship with the Lord and to put their faith in him. That was an opportunity for the Lord to prepare them for the promised land. That was what that time period was being used for, to break out unhealthy habits, to break down things in them that were leading them away from the Lord, and to establish new things in them that would bring them closer to the Lord. That is what he uses our wilderness seasons for, right? But we see that time and time again, the Israelites began to grumble. They began to face what they felt were hardships, uncomfortable times, uncomfortable situations. The Lord was providing for them everything they needed, but not everything that they wanted. And we see that their response at one point was to cry out and say, we should just go back to Egypt. At least in Egypt, we had meat. At least in Egypt, we had this. At least in Egypt, we had that. The Israelites were actually tempted to go back to slavery because they were romanticizing some aspects of their past. Some aspects of the thing that the Lord delivered them from, they were romanticizing and tempted to go back to. How many times, and I'm sharing with y'all from experience because I've seen it happen in my life, has the Lord delivered you from something? Whether it was a relationship, a connection, a job, a position, a place you were living. Something was, you were crying out to the Lord where it was like, Lord, please change the situation. Lord, please deliver me from this thing. Lord, please break this off of me. Free me. And the Lord frees you in whatever method. Some of them are easier than others. Some of them are really painful. Some of them require confrontation. Some of them require someone stabbing you in the back or hurting you. Sometimes it requires you to walk away. However the Lord chooses to deliver you. And then you hit that period where you're going into the wilderness and you're relying on the Lord instead. The Lord is guiding you on where to go and what to do. And you're in that new space. And when you are in that new space, when you are transitioning, I call that kind of like the middle period. Because you see, when the Israelites were freed from slavery, they were then taken into the wilderness to be prepared for the promise. The wilderness was like that middle period. You could almost think you're leaving a room, right? And you're walking down a hallway into the next room. And that wilderness period is when you're like walking down that hallway. And you might not always be able to see what's ahead of you. Maybe it's a little bit of a dark hallway, but God is your guiding light, leading you down that hallway, illuminating your steps. And sometimes when you're walking down that hallway, it might be tempting to go back. Maybe you're walking down that hallway for a really, really long time and you're just getting tired and you're getting weary. You're starting to think maybe it would be easier to go back to that room that you left. Maybe you have fears or anxieties or worries kicking in and that's triggering you to want to run backwards. Maybe you start romanticizing or missing that thing that you left behind. Whatever it is, almost all of us are going to be facing a temptation to go back. And it is so important, someone needs to hear this today, that you do not go back to what the Lord has delivered you from. I cannot tell y'all how many connections or relationships that the Lord has delivered me from in my lifetime. That once I'm out, at first I'm like, oh, this is a breath of fresh air. I can completely see why the Lord needed me to be removed from that situation. Glory be to God. And then maybe some hardships start picking up. And I start thinking about how that wasn't a hardship when I was back at that previous place. Or sometimes, you know, they if it's a person I've been delivered from, all of a sudden they start calling me, they start texting me, they start popping in my life again, being really friendly and not appearing to be that person that God delivered me from. I'll give y'all an example. There was a connection I had in which it happened very slowly, but I allowed this person to have a level of control over me that they should not have been having. They really influenced my mind. They influenced my decisions. They influenced my opinions. They influenced a lot of my big life choices. And this was someone who was not living a life surrendered to the Lord. This is someone who, you know, does not have that surrenderance and that solid relationship with Jesus Christ. And this was someone that doesn't like me making my life decisions based off of God's word. You know, so this was not an influence I should be allowing to influence me. And I found myself being under their control. And I was praying to the Lord for the longest time to deliver me, because I found that when I was in connection with them, I had a lot of fear and I had a lot of anxieties. And some steps that the Lord was calling me to take and some things He was calling me to do, I was afraid to step out and do those things. I was afraid of conflict. I was afraid of confrontation. I was afraid of making people feel uncomfortable. And I prayed to the Lord to put me in a new environment so that way I could do what He was calling me to do. And the Lord blessed me with that. It wasn't easy. It was a really painful transition. And once the Lord put me in that space and I hit the ground running, I started doing a lot of the things that I had been putting off. And it really felt like I was making forward movement. All of a sudden, I was hearing from that person again. And they were seeming really friendly. And I wouldn't say they seemed super supportive of me following the Lord, but their lack of support was a little bit more hidden. And I found myself being tempted to romanticize and started thinking maybe they've changed. Maybe they've shifted. Maybe I can let them back in and it'll be fine. And I felt the Lord really reminding me, do not fall for this temptation. Do not put yourself back in Egypt. If you went back, you would fall right back into the same cycle. They have not surrendered their life to the Lord. They have not had those encounters with Jesus Christ in which everything is going to be radically changed for them. You need to use your discernment. And that was my wake-up call, because I was used to, a lot of times my temptation to go back to the wilderness was more from a scarcity mentality or like a lack mentality of where I'm at right now isn't working, but in the past it did, maybe I should go back. And this time my temptation was a romanticization. It wasn't so much that this person had things that I needed, but it was like, it seemed like calm waters. It seemed like a peaceful thing. And I was in like a real kind of kumbaya mode where I just wanted to accept everybody and love everybody. And honestly, because I felt like I was making a lot of forward movement, I would say my guard was down a little bit, where I wasn't so much on the lookout for spiritual warfare. And that's where the Lord really alerted me, like, hey, girl, your guard is down right now. This is spiritual warfare picking up. These are traps of the enemy. You have to be thoughtful. But another thing the Lord shared with me that someone needs to hear today is God will use everything for your good. Because right after that was revealed to me, he also revealed to me that, hey, I made a promise to you a long time ago that I was going to prepare a table for you in front of your enemies. And although they're coming back right now, all these people from your past, because there was a ton of people, it wasn't just that person, but that person was one that kind of caught my eye. The Lord revealed to me, although they're coming back to trip you up spiritually, you know, that's the enemy's intention for them coming back, he's going to use it to keep his promise. He is going to prepare a table before me in front of my enemies. All of these people who at one point worked for the enemy to hold me down are also going to watch the Lord elevate me. That was a word that he had spoken to me during that time period. So don't be mistaken. The Lord will use the methods, the traps, the ways of the enemy to fulfill his word and to do what he has said he was going to do. Look at Jesus Christ on the cross. Judas betraying him was a work of the enemy, but God used it, the Lord used it to fulfill his prophetic words. So y'all, let this be your reminder that any attack of the enemy, God can still flip around to use for your good. That is in his character, that is in his word. We see him doing it in scripture back then, and we see him doing it in our lives now. Any attack allowed by the enemy, God can use that to work for your good and to execute his will, to execute his plan. Okay, y'all, I had to take a pause for a minute, and I did not intend on taking the podcast in this direction. I haven't shared this testimony for the longest time, but I'm really feeling the Lord pull on my heart to share this testimony of all testimonies. And I believe that this testimony shows how the enemy, the devil, can be directing something at you, using something at you meant to harm you, but God can use it for your good. I'm going to share a personal testimony. Just to set the timeline, just to set the stage, this was well over a year ago. And at this time, I had just gotten to California. I had made the decision to leave Indiana and go to California because I had to move out of the place I was living in Indiana. And I had decided, of my own understanding and my own planning, to go to California. And I had figured, okay, I'm going to build a life for myself in California. And at this time, I was deep in New Age spirituality, and I was a tarot card reader online. This was before I had surrendered my life to the Lord. But when I look back now, I can see how the Lord had been working in my heart and trying to bring me closer to him, and how he had been using and maneuvering things in my life to bring me closer to him and to develop fruits of the Spirit and different things. And at this point, I had been traveling around different cities in California, and every night I was just like sleeping in my car at different truck stops and things like that. And I had been starting to get like kind of anxious and kind of worried because the nomadic life was not the life I desired for myself. And things weren't really working out. And I had started praying that I found a place where I could just relax at. I started praying that I wouldn't have to move around every single day and live that nomadic life. But, you know, I did not have the income to rent an apartment or rent a house or whatever it may be. And I had no clue what to do. But I had laid that prayer out there of like, hey, I don't want to live this nomadic life. I'd really like to have somewhere where I know I'm at least able to park for days at a time, or I could stay out every night and I don't have to travel around to a different city every night. And while I was driving, before I was about to pull into this truck stop area, I got a flat tire. My tire was flattened. And I pulled into the parking lot and I had like $15 left in my name. And I used that $15 to buy a can of Fix-A-Flat, which did not solve my problem. It did not fix my tire. And I actually tried to drive on that tire to the closest car repair place, not even having the money to repair it even if I got there, kind of unsure of what I was doing. And ended up having to stop on the side of the highway and get towed back. And once I was towed back, I ended up sleeping at that place in my car. And there was a couple that came over to me and offered to buy me a new tire. And honestly, at this point in my life, like, I was just stressed and I was panicked, and I rejected the help immediately without thinking about it and kind of shooed them away. And I believe it was like 5 days I was sleeping in my car, just in that parking lot. And every day I was anxious, I was worried, expecting them to come and tell me, hey, you have to leave here, hey, you have to move. But no one ever said anything. No one ever did. They were being kind to me. And every day I was working online, and eventually I made the money I needed to make, and I called, and some people came and fixed my tire, and I drove out of there. And y'all, I drove away. I spent the night at a different truck stop that night, and then the clarity, the realization moment hit for me that, oh my gosh, I found this place that, like, I can come back to. Like, they didn't kick me out. I think this is a safe space for me to come to at night. And I started frequenting that space. And before you know it, that place became kind of like my home base. And that couple that I had talked to before and rejected the help, I became friends with them. And they had told me that we were welcome to be there. You know, that couple I met, turns out they were actually living like in their car. And, you know, throughout the day they would go other places, but at night they would come back to that spot. And that, you know, they knew all the staff and the staff was comfortable with them being there, and that that was a safe space and they weren't going to be ran off. And that ended up being my safe space. That ended up being the place I would park at and sleep at for a while. And you know, I see the Lord moved in so many different ways in that situation, because bear in mind, this was before I had fully surrendered my life to Christ. I was still living a life of sin. I was a tarot card reader. I was doing divination. Like, I was freely sinning. You know, you wouldn't, oftentimes when we think about living a freely sinning lifestyle, we don't think that the Lord may still be trying to help us and trying to answer our prayers. But he was doing that. The Lord, even when I wasn't pursuing him, he was pursuing me. And what's funny is I knew there were a couple people who knew about my situation, and they were, you know, there were some people who were kind of laughing that, like, oh, she got a flat tire and she's stuck there. And there there were some people who were getting enjoyment out of it. And they were actually frustrated when they were hearing me talk, because what's crazy, there are a couple people who pointed out to me they didn't see how I could be positive in that situation. And I truly see it as the Holy Spirit being stirred in me at that time. Like, I really see that as me having my faith in the Lord without even realizing. Like, it's so hard to explain that time period in my life, because I just kept saying, I was like, I know that this is working to something bigger. Like, I know that this is painful, like having a flat tire and being stuck where I'm at and like feeling like I have no options. But I know that there's something bigger coming out of this. I know that there's a bigger work being done. I just can't explain it. So I have peace with this. And I find out that that peace was, I had a safe place to stay, to park at. My prayer was answered. I made some friends that ended up planting some seeds to lead me closer to the Lord. And having that place solved a lot of problems for me and allowed me a space to park and read once I started getting in my Bible and reading my scripture. And that place ended up being the perfect location to be in that time period, a wilderness period that the Lord took me through when I surrendered my life to Him. So although I believe that was the enemy working in my life with that flat tire and trying to get me stressed out and trying to get me panicked and trying to get me hopeless, I believe that the Lord used that as an opportunity to plant me where He knew I needed to be and to answer my prayer. And you know, someday I may go more in depth on that testimony. I haven't shared that testimony in the longest time, but I do remember how so many people were looking at me like I was crazy, where they're like, how is this a good thing? How do you feel like being stuck at this place for like 5 days is a good thing? How are you positive? How are you trusting? And I was like, I can't explain it, but I know that this is being used for my good. And like, I look back and I see that as a time when the Lord was moving in my life before I was even giving Him the credit and I was even pursuing Him. He was pursuing, like, He was aligning things, aligning blessings, aligning miracles, aligning things before I even knew how to word what He was doing. And I am eternally grateful for Him doing that too. And keep in mind, y'all, that was before I had left all my sin behind. Now, there were convictions I was having at that point that I was listening to that I didn't know were convictions from the Lord. Now I do. Like, for example, at that time, I was no longer participating like in fornication. I was feeling sobriety convictions. I was feeling gossiping convictions. I was feeling a conviction to empathize with other people. And so there were works that were being done in me. But again, there were some things that were very clear sins that I was still actively participating in. So I do want to say that my testimony is an example too of how the Lord can still be moving in your life and shifting things around and working things around before you have fully surrendered to Him, before you are calling Him by name and praising Him and glorifying Him. He is already moving. He is already shifting things. And I am so grateful that I'm able to look back and see how He used these things meant to harm me for my good. And I pray that this testimony blesses you. So yeah, I think that's all we have to cover right now in this episode. This was 14 of the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I know this is a shorter episode. I kind of honestly, guys, want to enjoy the rest of my nature walk. If you can hear the trees blowing in the background, it's just a perfect day. But I really want to finish out and finish up this episode with enough time to just relax and enjoy the rest of my stroll. So I pray that this blesses you. I pray that you have a wonderful day. And I will speak with y'all again soon. This was the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Townsend. God bless you.